Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the show. You have found your way to Ethereal Styles and Soulful Smiles with Jay and Alan. Say hello to everybody, babes.
Hi, good evening, and happy Wednesday. Happy hump day.
We're very excited to be here with you this beautiful Wednesday evening. And we are going to be talking tonight about self-care. And I know it's a hot topic, but we're going to break it down into five categories. And we're going to talk about the different ways to like identify what are the items that are actual self-care and are actually going to provide the benefit, and then how to apply them to your life. We're also going to get into, like, if you've fallen off the wagon, for example, how to pick back up where you started or where you left off, I should say, and keep going. So with that, I'm going to let you jump in, babes.
Okay, yes, good. Okay, and yes, as Jay mentioned, we are going to talk about self-care. You know, we hear this all the time on social media, TV, radio, wherever you turn, self-care this, self-care that, meditate, eat healthy, and all that. And it sounds a little too much work, complicated, too much of a scripted lifestyle, and it doesn't have to be. And self-care should be, actually the name is on itself, whatever works for you. And we all know what's good for us and what's not. Whatever is not, we all are guilty of those guilty pleasures, sleeping in, eating the sweets, not sleeping enough, not exercising regularly. And that's called life. That's normal human life. What we want to talk about, though, we are talking about that when we become, it becomes plateau, it becomes stagnant. We stay in one place in our lives, and we are looking at it, and we are complaining that, oh my God, my life is so boring. Oh, nothing is changing. It's the same thing every day. Going to work, coming home, feeding my cat, eating food, watching TV, going to bed, and doing your errands. That is what I'm talking about. Like, if you want to change that routine, if you change your, quote-unquote, like the boring life that you don't feel as productive, and what makes you happy? You want to go bird watching? You want to go to a museum? You want to go for a walk? Small things. It doesn't have to be anything big. You don't have to join a gym. You don't have to join a club. You can take little steps and start from there.
So let's break it down a little bit into some other areas so we can talk about the physical, the physical body. Let's talk about this in relationship to mental health. And then emotional well-being, and then how this incorporates our relationships with our family, with our friends, and then we'll go from there. Because I feel like it can get confusing because there are multiple ways that we take care of ourselves on a mind, body, and spirit level. And I do feel like we need to pay attention to all of them, because if we don't, it's like a seesaw. Part of our seesaw gets out of balance, because a part of what we need to take care of ourselves is lacking. And so first off, let's talk about physical health. And first off, I just want to mention, like, Alan and I are, we both pay attention to our physical health, but I would say that Alan, if you were to look at him and compare us, he is far more physically fit than I am. But if I were to say, or if somebody were to come to us and say, Jay and Alan, you guys need to go to the gym and you guys both need to do the same level of workout, I might be able to keep up with Alan's workout one time, let's say. But if I were to try to keep up with it starting from where I am, it would be difficult for me to keep up with. I may notice that my physical body might break down, or I might get hurt trying to keep up with Alan's pace versus trying to figure out, where am I coming from? How can I turn up the dial from where I'm at so I am improving and expanding, but also not trying to keep up with Alan?
Yes, to that note, so me and Jay, whenever we can, we go together to the gym, but we go to two separate gyms because we have both different memberships from the start. and which is fine. It's across the street from each other. And I'm glad we do that because I might have kind of coming from a good place, trying to be the helpful boyfriend and trying to tell him what to do. He would be probably frustrated and resenting it and not wanting to go. But he goes and he does whatever works for him, and that's enough. We are not there to be the Mr. Olympia or Mr. Universe. We are there for our own, for our own sanity. I read this sign in my gym. It says, I work out for sanity and not vanity. And it really, that's what it is. I mean, I love it. When I go there, I come out, I feel so fresh. Like I got a massage and the sauna and the pool all combined together. Just 1 hour of workout.
Well, and it's interesting because I know I mentioned that I was going to talk about this in, from different categories, but this one in particular hits all of them because it does take care of the physical body. It does help with our mental health. It does help move our emotions and our emotional energy through our body. And then that way, so it kind of hits multiple categories. And so it's not just the physical part, it's how it can also benefit the other areas. But first off, it is a physical thing. Another way to do it is to get out for a walk. This is where having Watson, having a fur baby, that's a dog, or if you take your cat for a walk, some people do that, that it can be helpful in the routine. It's in the consistency. It's in doing it regularly. It's in doing it often. That you get to see the benefits, that you get to see the results. Is there something else you want to add to the physical category?
No, I totally agree with that. During the COVID, when we were all in lockdown, and I was going insane because I was home, I wasn't working. So the best part of my day was taking my dogs for a walk. I would wear the damn mask and whatever I had to do, and I would take the dogs. I would go for about an hour and a half walk. And that kept me honestly going. Please don't underestimate the little walk around the block. You don't need to go for an hour, 10 minutes, 5 to 10 minutes a day, just around the block. Let the fresh air hit you, come back home, and the next day make it 12 minutes or 15 minutes. You don't even have to time yourself. Go talk to yourself, think about things, walk around, and you will see what a difference it makes.
So another part of this is with the physical activity, the opposite part is rest and sleep. And sometimes we have trouble with getting ourselves to do physical activity and to be motivated, but we also are having trouble with sleeping. And so it can seem counterintuitive to move and to exercise and to get out there. Sorry, Watson is going to town on his toy, everyone. He wants you to know he's here. But that part of that movement and expels the energy, it gets things going, and it can be the very thing that can help you start getting sleep. So even though it can feel like, oh, I don't want to get off the couch because I have no energy and I got a shitty night's sleep last night, and so I'm in a bad mood already and I don't have any energy, and Jace telling me to go out for a walk.
I think he's talking about more about me than Watson.
Or he might be. Actually, I'm talking about myself in the sense of just getting out there. Like Alan said, you can take an hour long walk and that can be fabulous. But what can really do the trick is 10, 15 minutes, 20 minutes doing it regularly. It's amazing what a difference you will see. And it's the kind of thing like meditation. If you do it once, yeah, you're going to have an experience. You may notice a difference, but not necessarily much of a difference. But check in with me after a full month's meditation practice, after you've been doing it 10 minutes a day and you actually did it 10 minutes a day, then we'll talk and we can talk about results. And it will be a whole different topic of conversation. It'll be a whole different discussion. And it will be the same way in the sense of walking and starting from where you are and adding, not in the sense of trying to kill you or like you, Alan and I said, break a record, but from the standpoint of movement, getting the body moving and knowing that that movement is going to help a lot of different things on the physical level, of course, but in the other ways that we mentioned. Some of those things being increased boost in the immune system, and help in the reducing of chronic illnesses. And again, we're not medical doctors, and so we're not coming at you from that perspective. This is more meant to be inspirational and to give you ideas. And if you have been in a slump or feeling stuck, I know I have felt it. I've felt like I'm moving in molasses, like extra thick molasses. And so it's from that standpoint of how do we keep going from there that Alan and I are having the show. So let's change into the next category and look at things from a mental health perspective. What was the impetus to get you started with looking at getting a therapist? What was that process like for you, babes, the part you want to share, and how did it prove to be beneficial to you?
Well, I was struggling with some personal issues, relationship and all that, and with my life. And I was really struggling. I was struggling, and I was going in a circle for the longest time. And I would get frustrated, upset, and I would think like, okay, I can handle this. I can manage it. And I couldn't, and I really couldn't until to a point that I decided to seek professional help, somebody that can give me an advice, somebody that is an outsider, and I wanted to see their perspective. Don't get me wrong, I went to probably four different therapists until I met the one that it really worked for me. So don't be discouraged if the therapist doesn't work. It has to be for you. You have to click with the therapist. And I tried four different people. They didn't work for different reasons, personality and the professionalism. It didn't work for me. So until I met my therapist, amazing, amazing, amazing man, very educated, very much present when the session is going on. And he basically shed a huge light on my path and encouraged me to do the walk. So like he always said, when you go to see a therapist, don't expect miracles. Don't expect your problems to be solved. You are the solution to your problem. They just shed the light. For example, if a relationship is not working, they will tell you, you know, A, B, and C won't work in your relationship. It's not normal, it's abusive, or whatever it is. Now, you need to disconnect from that relationship. You need to know how to handle that relationship. It teaches you self-love. And that is a big part of the mental health. Very big part, which a lot of us are lacking because of fear of abandonment, fear of losing friends or loved ones. So we try to please them, and we prioritize everybody in our lives, and we put ourselves in a back burner, which is very, very unhealthy. It's actually toxic. And a lot of us were told, probably as a child, or they kind of programmed us that when you prioritize yourself, that is selfish. That's not giving. No, it's not selfish. It's honest. It's honest. It is present. It is strong. It's resilient. And when you have all that and you are liberated because you put yourself first, your well-being, when you're well and happy and strong, guess what? You can help anybody around you when you want it with very strong boundaries.
And I have to say, to your point about the strong boundaries coming from a place of not having any, when I started creating them, I thought it was distance. I thought it was, in essence, getting in the way of me doing what I do, quote. But what I realized after going through the process of applying them and also going through the part of that process that felt weird to me because it was just opposite of what I was used to doing. Once I started to see the benefit, I could start to see how that boundary, in essence, kept more of my energy with me. And I lost less of it going into like leaky kind of energy where it would leak into other people or into other stuff that wasn't really bringing a benefit, but I was still losing, like it was taking a toll. I was still losing energy. So just some inspiration there. If you have been having trouble keeping your boundaries, if people have been walking all over them, to strengthen them. This is a call to strengthen them and continue to work on practicing how to keep them for yourself. Because here's the thing, no one is going to come along and tell you how to do it. In a lot of cases, they may come and try to like trick you in some kind of way. And so part of the process of you going through and figuring it out and practicing it, how it works for you, that's what makes it strong. And that's where the benefit of the experience comes in, because it doesn't matter how I hold good boundaries. It doesn't matter how Alan holds good boundaries. We can give you like our tips and tricks, but what matters is how does it work for you? And that's where the process comes in. So speaking of that process, I want to talk a little bit about emotional well-being, but I want to share a little bit about what Alan said about the therapist. I too also went to a few different therapists before settling on the one that I went to for a long time, who gave me the most help. And the way that I started looking at it is in the same kind of way that we date people, we have to, in a certain kind of way, date our therapist until we get to one that we feel that connection with, that where we can actually tell the truth and really be honest, because that's where we're going to get the real value and benefit out of going. It doesn't do us any good if we're going to not really share where we're really coming from and what we're really struggling with. Okay, so on to the emotional well-being. And in that department, this is where self-reflection comes up, and meditation and journaling and spending some time with yourself. As someone, just as an outsider looking in on Alan is much more of a get to it, let's go on to the next kind of energy and personality. I like to smell the roses and look at the beautiful flowers and like enjoy the sunset. And not that Alan isn't game for that, but then he's like, okay, let's go like get dinner.
Okay, I smell the roses. Let's walk. Let's go. Let's keep going. There's more flowers. I'm you know, because I feel when I procrastinate, and I do that sometimes, it overwhelms me more than when I actually work on something, because it's sitting there, like Jay always tells me, because it's talking back to you. And it does, like when my laundry is sitting there and I have to fold it, I'm like, oh yeah, I'll do it later. It's on my mind. I have to do it. So I get up and just do it. And when I feel productive, I feel good, because I guess I lessen my list, if that list ever gets less. But honestly, yes, take your time, go with your own pace. Me and Jay, we have totally different pastes, and we learn not to push each other to change. I just let him be, do his thing, I do my thing on my pace, and it works out fine. But you have to, so like he said, meditation, or hey, listen, I cannot meditate. Maybe I have ADD, I don't know. Walking helps me. I go for a walk. If gym doesn't work for you, go for a walk. You want to write a letter, you want to tell somebody off, write it on a piece of paper. Write a journal. Sit down and just write it down. You have a computer, start typing in it and read it for yourself. But handwriting is much better. It's like you're more kind of, it feels like more of a deeper communication than just typing. And journaling, you know what helps? Praying. And I'm not talking praying for the big lottery numbers, just praying and just thanking the universe, thanking the higher power, thanking God for everything that you have. And sometimes even be grateful for your little problems, because they make your good things seem much bigger.
I love that, babes. And all of this that we're talking about is something that we have to work on every day. It's not like a something that we can just set it once and then it's going to stay that way forever. So that's where patience comes in, where we can give ourselves some patience as we're navigating this challenging world. And doing it, you know, the more discipline that we can find within ourselves, and the more that we can practice that, and that's part of what is happening when we do these different self-care techniques, it also helps build our strength. It builds our ability to stand in life's challenges bigger, bolder, stronger, more brave, more courageous, and also more able to make different choices and decisions that maybe you wouldn't if you didn't feel as good or if you didn't feel as solid as you do when you're able to take care of yourself in that way. So I want to check in on the chat because Alan and I have just been talking along, and I want to make sure that we say hi to everybody. First off, to get to the chat, head over to 12radio.com. That is the number 12radio.com. Click on the chat button there at the left-hand side of the screen. It opens up a new window to a private Facebook group called the same thing, 12radio. Once you get there, send over an invitation. If this is your first time, we'll get you approved while we're live on the air. And once you're in, you'll see our banner at the top of the page, Ethereal Styles and Soulful Smiles with Jay and Alan. In the comment section is where the conversation is happening, and you can join us. You can join people like Pamela. Hi, Pamela. She says, good evening, Jay and Alan. It's so great to see you.
Good evening, Pamela. Great seeing you.
And we know it's late for you way over there on the East Coast. So thank you for staying up late with us. Shell is also joining us. Shell's on the East Coast as well, also staying up late. We appreciate it. She says, such a treat listening to you guys tonight. My, quote, seesaw, quote, is definitely out of balance. Praying for my guides to lead me and give me strength in these areas.
And yes, you keep praying and you will get it. But please, the universe gives you, shows you the signs. You do the walking. It sheds light on your path. And please keep walking. Whatever it is, force yourself. Get up and do little by little until it becomes part of you and it becomes a habit. The hardest part for me is to get up, move my butt, and sit in the car, drive to the gym. As soon as I'm there, I'm committed. So it's hard for us to get up and do something. Just do it, because prayer is the number one thing. Then after that, it's up to you.
And I've heard that said before, you know, getting there's half the battle. And, you know, that's really a true statement in a lot of ways, both, you know, with regards to the gym, but also just some of the other stuff that we find it hard to do.
Gym is just an example. I mean, I keep bringing it up. It's just an example. You don't have to be a gym rat to achieve your goals.
Exactly. I mean, there's hiking, like we already mentioned, walking. There is swimming. Other I just mean in the sense of activities, in the sense of naming things that you can do to move your body that are going to help you stay physically fit, but yes, don't actually have to involve a gym or some specific location. But I have to say, I want to mention this since it came up. I, for a long time, didn't go to a gym. I just, it was like sweaty and hot and there's a lot of people, and you had to just deal with all that and stares and people looking and all these things that I had in my head and stuff that I'd experienced in my past. And so I was just like, I don't want that. I don't want to be inside. And then we had COVID. That was just another reason not to be inside. But after the fact, after post-COVID, I have since got a gym membership and I have started going back to the gym, and I realized that some of my stereotypical ways of seeing things were just that. And some of my own negativity was my own projection, and I realized that. And I really see a benefit of being able to go and have that interaction with people, even though I don't really talk to anyone per se, but there is still something in being in that exchange of energy with everyone that's there at the gym and that's there to take a moment out of their day to get some physical activity in and to just tune to the energy of that. You know, there's something to that, and it helped me get to have that experience. So I'm very grateful. So that Shell has another comment. She says, oh my God, this discussion is such a godsend and answer to prayer. You guys have no idea. Well, we're not sure.
Yay. All I can say is yay. I guess it's a sign.
Exactly. Exactly. So a couple of the benefits to talk about here for the importance of self-care is if we are taking care of ourselves in this way, there's going to be an improvement in our relationships, because we've had an improvement in our relationship to ourselves. That improvement is going to then spread out into those that we interact with, our family, our friends, our coworkers. So speaking of that, babes, I know that some of my friends have mentioned a change in me, a shift in me for the better after us getting together and being in a relationship. What have you noticed in yourself that is different that people in your life have noticed, just to, you know, that it hasn't just been something that you noticed, but other people outside of you have noticed as well that you want to share?
I gained 10 pounds. No, I did gain 10 pounds. Actually, I think I think I dropped off on Jay. I'm a little bit more chilled. And as far as spirituality and being more aware, I think I am a lot more aware of things, or more aware of my surroundings. And I'm not stressed, because they know me for years, and when I was in a different relationship, they know me. I'm not stressing, and we are in a very, very good place. Thank God, knock on the wood. And yeah, so
I love it. And I mean, it's nice when we get to notice the difference. That's one level of the shift and the change you'll notice. But then it's great. It's also great then when you notice it on the, when other people notice it in you, because then you get the confirmation that, okay, not just you are seeing the difference here. You get to see how other people get to see that difference as well. And it can be the thing that keeps continuing to give you motivation, not to do it for them, but it's kind of can be inspiration and motivation for more. So the other aspect of this is the enhancement to our productivity, to how much we can get done. And I don't mean that for the sake of, because we're all trying to win an award for our productivity, but more from the standpoint of noticing how you're going to get stronger, noticing how you may be able to expand into, you know, career growth, into personal growth in a different way. You might end up writing a book that you've said you were going to do. You actually now might do it. Kind of a thing, because you've developed that muscle and you have learned how to manage your time, both prioritizing yourself and your responsibilities and optimizing that. You know, and I feel like that's what self-care is about at its core. It is absolutely about taking care of yourself, but it's also about how you can show up in your community, how you can show up in your family, how you can show up at work and be an even better version of yourself. Those are the benefits of working it to its fullest. So
enhancement of the productivity, let me add something to that. Waking up at certain time, 6-7 o'clock in the morning, don't sleep in, wake up early. It's going to be hard in the beginning, but then you go to bed earlier because you're tired already, because you have woken up early. So make a habit, wake up early, go to bed a little earlier, have regular sleeping hours, 7 hours, 8 hours. Some people say they can sleep enough 5 hours and that's enough for them. If it's enough for you, if it works for you, fine. There is no rule to it. But get enough rest, get good sleep. And when I sleep really well, meaning like no nightmare, no tossing and turning, no waking up 5 times a night, when I wake up in the morning, I'm so energetic and I'm so loaded with energy. I make my coffee. I'm very happy. It really makes a huge difference. Honestly, we don't see that on us sometimes, because we are so used to get up in the morning. Oh, my God, I have to go to work. We all do that sometimes. But even on a not so great day, you don't have to be Mary Poppins and start chippering and calling the little birdies. Even not on a great day, wake up, be consciously do not even start with a complaint. Oh, my client will come in today, or oh, my boss will do this. I know that for sure. Don't do that. That means you are planning for your day to fail. You put that already out there. Something should go wrong because you don't feel it, and it something will go wrong. No. Well, you woke up. The sun is out. Look at the sun. Be grateful you're up. Let's start with that. And honestly, that's one of those productivity enhancements. Enhance yourself. Tap on your shoulder. Be grateful for yourself. Be kind to yourself. Yes, we have all those bosses. Those bosses wake up with crappy day. They wake up, they're like, oh my God, I have to go deal with all these whiners and complainers. Look at everybody, that everybody does things for their own reason. It's not a personal attack. It's nothing against you. You make the best for you. Think about you, your day. You own that day. You own that yourself. When you wake up, it's not your boss's day or your parents' day or your neighbor's day. It's your day. Make it yours. Wake up with a little fake smile. Fake it until you make it.
So I want to take a moment to mention something about sleep here, because there's so many apps now on our phones. For those of you that have smartphone devices and or Fitbits and Apple Watches and so forth, to track your sleep, track your heart rate kind of things. But more specifically, I want to talk about the sleep, because we are all unique. And as Alan said, some people are great on 5 hours. Some people are not great. I'm one of them. I need more. There are different apps to help you acknowledge what is good for your system and then how to optimize that, which is pretty cool with the technology. And then I want to mention here, because I feel we also have to incorporate our job and our work situation. And Shell is doing that when she mentions, my huge challenge is work from 6 p.m. to 3 a.m. Eastern time. So it's just difficult to find my groove. And I can only imagine, especially being on a schedule like that. And that will take you some more of prioritization to nail that down. You know, and it's also looking at, is this going to be a long-term thing? Is this just a short-term, you know, a long-term, short-term thing in the sense of maybe the next 3 to 6 months and you know it's going to change, so you don't have to make too many adjustments? Or is it, you know, like a 3 to 5 year kind of thing where you know that this is going to be the way it is for a while? So it might then in that kind of situation make more sense to make more time to really figure out what that would really look like in the most optimal way for you in light of having that schedule. And the other part person that I want to mention is Lori Love. Lori Love is joining us tonight. It's great to see you. She says, hi, guys. Happy to get to listen to you tonight. Well, we're grateful that you're here with us. We appreciate it. So Shell is such a great conversator. She's got some comments here I want to read here in this thread. She goes, I love the gym and walking and long bike rides, just trying to figure out when to do everything. And that is part of it, the planning, the our process. And I do feel like planning and spelling it out is part of it. And we're going to talk a little bit about that in just a second. The other part of Shell's comment is, on a post-it note on my fridge, I'm going to put on the best quote of the evening. Quote, Alan, a.k.a. Babes, says, prayers is amazing, but when you need to move your butt. Prayer is amazing, but then you need to move your butt. It's true.
Yes, absolutely. I think that's kind of, if you translate it, that we have it's a Persian saying. It's like, the grace is from the God, the movement is from you.
I love that wisdom. Okay, so let's talk about the whole, like the work, like where the work really comes in, and that's maintaining consistency. The number one thing to work on keeping that consistency up is setting clear goals. So part of setting clear goals is defining what self-care means to you and setting achievable goals. And remember, look at the situation on where you are starting from, not where you want to be starting from, but actually where you're starting from. And whether it's exercising 3 times a week or spending 10 minutes a day meditating, have clear objectives. Having clear objectives can help maintain focus. And it can also make you feel really good if you accomplish it. I know at one point I was doing a 30-day challenge with my sister, and we would be able to check off the different areas that we were that we completed for the day. And it felt really good to be able to look back and track all that. So part of that is creating a schedule, incorporating a self-care activities into your daily routine and weekly routine. That takes planning. So it's using planners and digital calendars to schedule your time and self-care and treating it as an essential appointment. So these are not something that you can get out of. And so there is something to putting it on the calendar, putting it on the schedule, makes it real, makes it legit. It already just, you're already, your mind is already ready to do it, kind of a thing, versus hoping you're going to get it done or wanting to get it done. That, you know, just as a difference. The other part here is start small. And part of starting small is you want to make this manageable, and you want to make it to where you're actually going to do it and keep going.
Okay. Can I just jump in there, the management part?
Yeah.
Because when you mentioned the goals, to me, when I set strong goals, it's really hard for me to just follow through those goals. Like, I want to quit eating sugar. Guess what I want? I want more sugar. If I don't want to have a smoke, oh my God, where is the next one going? When is the next one coming? I think, like Jay said, as long as the goals are realistic, meaning I want to be more active and I'm not active at all, okay, go for a walk and do something. Or, oh, I need to do this. I need to take care of my mail. My bills are all sitting there. Grab five of them. You don't have to do everything at once. Do it, and then you fall in that groove, and you keep, oh, I did this five. That was quick. Let me see what else I have in there. Before you know it, you took care of that. And I think a lot of times, and I know, not that I think, I know a lot of times, the mental stress that we have is one of the main causes is procrastination. And the long list that is in our head that we need to take care of things, and we know that we have to, and that's why it stresses us. And that's why they say when your house is clean and organized, you have a mental clarity. When your house is a mess, there is things all over the places, they are misplaced, there is some dust in the corners, and you look at it, you know you want to clean it, you know you want to have it clean and organized and nice. Just that on its own, it is stressful. Why not start doing it? Dust a few books, put them back on the shelf, clean a little bit here and there. Next day, you do a little bit. The more you procrastinate, the more it adds on top of each other. One thing adds on the top of the next thing, and then that overwhelms you. And then there is a mountain of work. You're like, I don't have time for this. I barely go to work, come home, eat something, and lay down. I just can't. And guess what? You basically cheated yourself. You can do this. We all can do it. Like once a week, you think I love to be on my knees and scrubbing the floors? But it's done. I'm like, it's a big task for me to clean my floors. So when I'm doing it, I'm like, oh my God, it's clean, it's nice. Jay helps me with the plants, he waters the plants, he helps me around the house, I do things. We are done. When we are done with the things, we are like, okay, either we can rest or we can plan our rest of the evening or whatever, the next day. You know, because there is no long list, except there are two light bulbs in the bedroom, they need to be changed. And they are talking to me every day. But they are a little complicated, they are not just light bulbs, we have to get to that. Anyway,
we have to be able to get up to the ceiling, and we need a ladder. If anybody wants to come take care of a dropped ceiling light with a ladder, you just let us know. We'll do a trade or something.
Yes, a hunky handyman in the area.
Exactly. Oh, boy. We can kid, can't we? So one thing I mentioned with my sister, and that was the tracking the progress. It's really important. It's a really important part of the process, because not only can you track where you started, you can see the progress of what has changed and, you know, the highs, the lows, the in-betweens, but you get to actually see the differences. You get to track the results. You actually get to see it on paper, and there can be something very exciting about that. And if you don't track your progress, you're missing out on that opportunity to see the value that you're developing in your routine. Do you have anything to say about that? Okay. So the other part of this, because Alan mentioned and we've talked about, this can be very difficult to keep up, to keep going. And that part of it is seeking support, getting help? You know, do you get an accountability buddy? Do you ask a best friend to, you know, to help, you know, get a routine going, or to check in on your goal list and to have a meeting where you can track each other's progress and results?
To me, it sounds a little bit way too serious, like an AA meeting you have. I think accountability, I would say, for that walk or for the gym or for whatever, you can have a walking buddy, you can have a gym buddy, and you talk. Honestly, you start talking and you let certain things that you want to share with someone that you trust off your chest, and that helps. But your house cleaning, I don't think anybody would want to come and clean your house. You got to do that to yourself, honey.
It's true. It's true. Usually you need to either do it yourself or pay somebody to do that. Because, yeah, Watson, he's on strike.
Watson is agreeing with us. There's Watson. What's he?
You want to talk to everybody, Watts?
Yeah, he's talking.
Yeah, he's talking back there. So with regards to self-care, I'm throwing it out to the chat room. I want to just give you an opportunity. If you've had some recent successes, please let us know. We'll read it out on the air and celebrate that with you. And I also want this to be a space if you've been having trouble, if there's been a challenge, if you've been feeling stuck. This is an opportunity to share that, and we have a few minutes left. Alan and I will share what's going on, and if we get any intuitive guidance or anything that comes through to say, we'll talk about it. So, Alan, in the meantime, while we're waiting to see if anybody talks to us in the chat world, where can everybody find you for your hair styling and makeup?
You can go to Instagram, check Hair by Alan. Except just remember, Alan is A-L-E-N. It's very oddly spelled. Hair by Alan. And you can see my Instagram, and there is a phone number and also my website.
Perfect. And you all know you can find me over at 12listen.com. That's our sister site to 12 Radio. That's the number 12listen, LISTEN.com. And that's where you can reach me for one-on-one support and coaching sessions, psychic readings, mediumship, guided meditations, and so forth. That's all happening over at 12listen.com. And I would love to see you over there. You can find me most afternoons and evenings and on some mornings, depending upon my 12 Radio schedule. I have a show tomorrow with Raven called Backstage Pass, and our guest tomorrow is Erin Carrera, and she's another host here on 12 Radio. She's also a Renaissance woman. She's a singer. She's an actress. She's a writer, and she's just come out with a new book called The Bad Sugar Baby, and she's going to be coming on Backstage Pass tomorrow to talk about that, and so I'm excited to be able to talk to Erin and to have that interview time with Raven. We always have a great time. So please join us over there. Do you have any announcements, babes, that you can think of? Anything you want the radio world to know about? I know Pamela says, I'm still awake and listening. Love it. We're so grateful that you're still able to listen in, Pamela, that you're still with us. And it feels good. And I feel like we're going to be able to go into this Wednesday night flying high together.
Well, I just want to wish everybody a productive, happy day. And it's your day. It's your gift. Nobody else's. Grab it. Enjoy it. And you can do the walk, talk, do whatever you want to do. And you do the changes. Nobody will knock on your door, do the changes for you. It's up to you how much change, what you want to do, as long as you have a smile on your face and you have a happy heart. And I like to, with that note, from my side, wish you a wonderful evening, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, babes. Real quick, I want to check in. Shell has a comment for us. She says, I used to struggle with sleep, but now I sleep amazingly. My cat also wants lots of snuggles. So I'm just soaking up all of the amazing rest and tend not to get up and move because the rest is intoxicating after going out rest for decades. Well, Shell, that's definitely a unique situation, and that's part of what you have to account for. I do feel like all of us go through different things, very different things that require us to, in essence, like allow the pendulum to swing from one extreme to the other and then to settle, and that there is a process there. And usually trying to rush it doesn't work. But there is still like a form of finding the balance, because even when that pendulum swings completely to the other side, it's still gonna want to find its center. And so I just feel like to mention that as you are working through your process to find your new center on this side of that relationship, that you continue to be grateful for the amazing sleep that you're getting, but also know that it's not forever either. Not in the sense that you're going to have bad sleep again, but in the sense of the part of you that feels like you need more and more and more, that is going to inevitably wane, and you're going to find a new normal. It feels like you're going to go to a new normal is a long way for me to say that. And so thank you for joining us, Shell, and for being such a great participant in the chat with us. And Pamela says, thank you so much for all the inspiration. We're so grateful to be here together, to have this conversation, and to be able to talk all things relationship. And it's a really awesome opportunity for Alan and I to have this time together with you all. Please have a wonderful evening. We will be back with programming, as I said, tomorrow. In the meantime, please have a wonderful night, lots of great rest. Really take a look at your self-care routines. If you have none, this is your opportunity to do some planning and to get going on it. If you have any questions, you can send us a message. You can find me over on One Two Listen, and we'll talk to you all here really, really soon. Bye-bye for now.